This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will launch multiple development projects in Assam today. He arrived at Golaghat last evening. Mr. Shah will inaugurate the state-of-the-art Lachit Barfukan Police Academy and lay the foundation stone for housing projects of the Police Academy in the presence of Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma and Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbananda Sonowal at Dergaon in Golaghat district. This afternoon, the Home Minister will visit Mizoram to take part in function related to the relocation of the Assam Rifles base from the heart of Aizawl city to Zawkhosang. Tomorrow, Mr. Shah will address the 57th Annual Conference of All Bodo Students' Union at Dotma in Kokrajhar district and later in the day will review the implementation of new criminal laws in the northeastern states in Guwahati with the chief ministers of 8 northeastern states. The 89th meeting of Network Planning Group under PM Gati Shakti yesterday evaluated key infrastructure projects in the road, railway and metro sectors. The group evaluated 8 projects, 4 in road, 3 in railways and 1 in metro. The project involves the development of the existing road into the 2-lane highway, along with Darugiri to Dallu section of NH62 in Meghalaya. The 32-kilometer-long brownfield project of Ministry of Railways addresses increasing passenger and freight congestion, along with the Mumbai-Pune-Solapur-Wadi-Chennai corridor. The Rajkot Metro project is a greenfield urban transport initiative aimed at reducing congestion and providing a sustainable mode of transport in Rajkot, Gujarat. Commerce and Industry Ministry said these initiatives are expected to boost logistical efficiency, reduce travel times, and deliver significant socio-economic benefits across the regions. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that he had a forward-looking discussion with U.S. Trade Representative Jamieson Greer on a mutually beneficial bilateral trade agreement. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said, the government's approach will be guided by India First, Viksit Bharat and the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. Today is World Consumer Rights Day. It is celebrated on the 15th of March annually to serve as an essential reminder of the need to uphold consumer rights and protection. The day is also an opportunity to promote the basic rights of all consumers and encourage those rights to be respected and protected. Our correspondent reports that the theme for the World Consumer Rights Day 2025 is a just transition to sustainable lifestyles. Maharashtra has secured the second position, the country under the Pradhan Mantri Surya Ghar Yojana. This was informed by the State Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis on social media. Maharashtra achieved this position with 1,92,936 solar power projects installed under the scheme. The scheme, launched on 13 February last year, has seen a total of 10,09,000 solar power projects installed across the country by 10th March this year. Mr. Fadnavis also stated that Maharashtra will continue to actively contribute to this initiative. The goal is to reach 1 crore families by 2026-27. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney has said that Canada will never become a part of the United States. Former central banker Mark Carney was sworn in as Canada's new Prime Minister. Addressing his first press conference after his cabinet was sworn in, Mr. Carney said that Canada is fundamentally a different country. He said that Canada expects respect from America and U.S. President Donald Trump. While ruling out any future plan of visiting the U.S., Mr. Carney said that he is looking forward to speaking with President Trump. Speaking on the fentanyl issue raised by Mr. Trump, PM Carney said that the scourge of fentanyl affects Canada as well. In Pakistan, a local Islamist leader and 3 others, including children, were injured after a powerful bomb blast ripped through Maulana Abdul Aziz Mosque in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa region during Friday prayers yesterday. Police said that the IED was implanted inside the mosque's pulpit. The injured are being moved to a district hospital. In badminton, India's campaign at the All England Open tournament came to an end as Lakshya Sen and the women's doubles pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichan bowed out the quarterfinals in Birmingham yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.